USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump mocked the claim by Seattle's mayor that a takeover of parts of the city could lead to a new summer of love there, even after police abandoned more than four blocks of territory and gave it to protesters in front of a police station. That precinct's police chief, Carmen Best, told reporters that she's outraged by the events that are unfolding.
Leaving the precinct was not my decision. This is not legal.
And the assistant police chief, Deanna Norette, explained crimes that are going on inside the autonomous zone.
We have heard anecdotally reports of citizens and businesses being asked to pay a fee to operate within this area. This is the crime of extortion.
President Trump said if there were more toughness, you wouldn't have the kind of devastation that you have in Minneapolis and now in Seattle. He also reminded the mayor that if they don't straighten the situation out, he'll straighten it out for them. This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 27 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Joe Biden's search for a running mate is entering the second round of vetting for a dwindling list of potential vice presidential nominees, and several black women are in strong contention. Democrats with knowledge of the process say Biden's search committee has narrowed the choices to six serious contenders. Those still in contention include Senators Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts and Kamala Harris of California, as well as Susan Rice, who served as President Barack Obama's national security advisor. The former Minneapolis police officer charged with the killing of George Floyd could still receive pension benefits starting in just a few years, even if he's convicted. Pension officials in Minnesota confirmed that the ex-officer Derek Chauvin could receive more than $1 million in benefits over the next 3 decades. Minnesota is one of several states that has no law relinquishing or reducing pension for public employees, even if they're convicted of felonies related to their job. Chauvin faces up to 40 years behind bars if found guilty. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Wildfires are raging in Arizona, and USA's Wendy King has the story.
Hundreds of residents were forced to flee northern parts of Tucson, Arizona, with very little notice as the Bighorn Fire raged near the Catalina foothills. Forecasters said a dangerous combination of weather conditions will keep the threat high for fires like Bighorn to spread further and for new fires to ignite. Arizona has the largest concentration of ongoing wildfires across the southwestern U.S., according to the National Wildfire Coordination Group. Other notable fires across the southwest include the Elizabeth Fire and the Lime Fire, both burning in Ventura County. The Lime Fire is the bigger of the two, with the mandatory evacuations in place, according to CAL FIRE. Meteorologists say additional fire threats should happen through next week.
Amazon is reportedly removing the immensely popular 70s series The Dukes of Hazzard from its streaming library as it reviews its content offerings in the wake of racial tension. The TV series ran on CBS for 7 seasons, and it follows the adventures of Bo and Lou Duke, who create mischief in their fictional small town of Hazzard County, Georgia. The show has been criticized over the years, especially for the boys' well-known car, the General Lee, which has a Confederate flag on the roof. The move would be in line with a recent decision made by HBO Max, which removed the Oscar-winning Civil War film Gone with the Wind from its library. Thanks for listening. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.